As we promised for 2 weeks, Cindy Pinkerton will give us some tips for navigating the liturgy of the hours.
I have asked this question forever because I don't know how to do it, and then I'm doing this talk, so then I had to learn how to do this, and I actually learned it in like 10 minutes. So, how does a layperson navigate the liturgy of the hours? Priests get trained in seminary, like years. Religious are instructed by their masters or mistresses. But what about the layperson? Can you teach yourself to pray the office at home? As we heard last week, many popes have asked us and encouraged lay people to pray the 2 hours called the hinge hours, Lauds and Vespers. If you've been coming regularly to Tuesday nights, you've prayed Vespers with Father Bernie. Morning prayers and evening prayers are similar in format. A hymn, 3 psalms, a short reading, a canticle, intercessions, and the prayer. The Psalter is divided into 4 weeks. So how do you know if you should be praying Tuesday Vespers of week 1 or week 3? In Advent, Lent, and Easter, the seasons are short. First week of Advent is week 1 in the Breviary. Third week of Lent, week 3 in the Breviary. When you finish week 4, you start over. It's the long session of ordinary time that takes a little bit longer to figure out. You can make a chart by putting numbers 1 through 34 in one column for the weeks in ordinary time, and 1 through 4 in the other column for a continuously repeating weeks of the Breviary. When you get to week 4 of ordinary time, you're done with the Breviary cycle and start over. Week 5 of the ordinary time becomes week 1 in the Breviary. So that's kind of easy. You know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. Got it. Of course, then we stick Advent in there and you got to start over. So you have to figure out what week you are in ordinary time. We'll get to that. By the way, ordinary time is kind of an incorrect translation. The Latin phrase is tempus per annum, which should be translated as time of the year. So actually, we should be thinking in terms of numbers and time, not ordinary. You know, there's nothing really ordinary about Jesus and somebody coming back from the dead. Not ordinary. If you don't want to make your own chart, go to Holy Trinity Gift Shop and buy a little booklet each year with all of the information you need. If you're praying the office in the 4-week volume of the Breviary, then the booklet has the bonus of providing the precise page numbers of the day. Another option for discovering the correct week of the year of the cycle is to go online. I said we're getting to that. If your goal is to pray the hinge hours, Lauds and Vespers, and maybe the night prayers, then the one volume book that we have here at church is all you need for the whole season. It's the real deal. It's not a condensed version like the Magnificat magazine. Your only challenge is to find out what week you're in. If you figure it out one time and you pray it every day, you move your little ribbons around, you're never out of place. Seriously, it's not difficult. I figured it out. The hard part of the Liturgy of the Hours is the office of readings, also known as matins or vigils. This is the part of the divine office full of long readings from the saints, the fathers of the church, papal documents, and scriptures that stretch the one volume that we have into 4 very fat volumes. It is at this hour that you celebrate the saint of the day. And this can get complicated because saints have ranks. Some saints are optional. And depending on whether it is a solemnity, a feast, or a memorial, there are special rubrics and there is always a special reading. That's when you need a teacher, an app, or a trip to the gift shop and get that little booklet to tell you exactly what page you're on. Unless you're retired, most lay people don't have time to pray all 5 or 7 hours of the divine office. But even if you don't pray the office of readings daily, you should certainly indulge your spiritual appetite whenever possible with the rich readings of the church. It's really the cream of the crop. To enjoy these readings, you don't have to put down big bucks and buy the full set of breviaries and lug them around like Sister Anne does. For centuries, people have prayed the Psalter on scrolls and then in books, and now we have our electronic devices that are with us always. I spent a few hours looking at some websites, apps, and podcasts about the Liturgy of the Hours. There's a massive amount in different places out there, so here's a rundown of a few of my favorites. Now, my favorite is called the iBreviary. It is both a website and an app. The layout on your computer is easy to use, and it also translates the prayers into many different languages. So if you prefer to pray in Vietnamese, Spanish, or Latin, Tagalog, Swahili, it's in there. The iBreviary app is one that Father Bernie uses. On the app, you just have to pick the prayer that you want to pray, poke it, start scrolling, and read. That's all there is to it. Laudate is the number one free Catholic app. Download it from your favorite app store, catholicappstat.com. This app gives you an amazing selection of different prayers and information, including all of the Vatican documents, in addition to the Liturgy of the Hours. Unfortunately, there's not a desktop computer version. Universalis is a website and an app. It draws upon the old translation of the Latin hymns. Universalis costs between $10 and $25, depending on how many apps and which device you want to put it on. It does have 1 month free trial, however. The cool part about this app is that everything is built into it. It's very user-friendly, and once you download it, you don't need the internet for it again. So you can just download it once onto your phone and never have to worry about it again. The website is free and gives you all the prayers for that day. So you just have to go to the website. Another subscription app is Roman Catholic Calendar. It's a subscription app for about $1 a month and has the full prayers on it. However, if all you want to do is find out what the week of the liturgical year and maybe what saints of the day there is, you can go and just open it up and it's free to find that information. Divine Office is a podcast to listen to the prayers of the day. It'll download automatically on your phone if you would like. eBreviary is on your computer only and not an app. It's a free site that's a little bit hard to navigate, as you have to download each hour that you want to pray as a separate document, but it's free on your computer. So the short list for apps boils down to iBreviary, Laudate, Universalis, and the Roman Catholic Calendar. The list for the desktop adds eBreviary. Podcast adds Divine Office. If you want to listen to hours instead of reading them, all podcasts and most apps have an audio version for you. Some might feel like this is cheating, but it's not. Most of the time at Mass, we're listening and not reading, yet we're praying all the time. I hope you find that some of this is helpful. There are many more places to look. It's an amazing, amazing amount of stuff out there, so happy surfing. Now, we'd like Father Bernie to come up and read us the night prayers. Let's find out if he's going to use his phone or his book.